In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. If I'm to think of today's gospel reading about the separation of the sheep from the goats and compare it to the past two gospel readings, it feels like there's a little turn. The first week of this period, we heard that the man, the publican who said, "Have mercy on me, a sinner," goes home justified. That God receives him because he expresses a need for God. The second gospel reading about the son who returns home after wasting his father's resources, the father kisses him. And not just a kiss, because it doesn't say filisen, it says kate filisen. It's like a profuse, repeated kissing like we do to a baby, mwah, 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 my baby. And now we hear in today's gospel reading, "Depart from me, you accursed." It's kind of scary because we might hear a description of ourselves a little bit on the on some good, having done something for somebody who needed, either feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing those who need clothes, visiting the sick, visiting the prison, showing some kind of warmth to strangers. But we can probably say that we fit a little on the left too. And there's no answer about how much on one side or how much on the other side in order to be numbered among the righteous. And so it's a little scary. And I'm thinking, can God's judgment be love? I don't think we can say that when we judge others, that's not love, because that's saying I'm better than that person. But if our judge came and treated us like equals when he came to earth, I think that we have to say that his judgment, even if it sounds scary or even if it sounds like a little bit of a turn, it's still love. And I think that maybe we might cloud his love because of this fear. But one thing that I'd like to just really highlight is that even in this frightening gospel reading, his love is still there, because he talks about us like brethren, adelphi. And we know that Paul says that he wasn't ashamed to call us brethren. As I said before, the judge still came to earth and he was alongside of us in our difficult times. He wept. He was tempted. He felt pain. So he was with us. So he treated us like equals. He even washed the disciples' feet. God washes feet. He treated us like equals. He was like us in every way except sin. And now, in this gospel reading, he says he is coming in glory. He's in glory. He's sitting on his throne of glory. And he's still calling us brethren. As you did it to the least of my brethren, you did it to me. As you did it to the least of my, as you did it not to the least of my brethren, you did it not to me. So even on this judgment seat, he's reminding us how much he loves us. And while it might sound like we took a turn, we shouldn't blame God for taking a turn. We should always blame ourselves for taking a turn. Instead of saying, God, are you the same God as the first 2 weeks? Now you're so scary sounding. We have to ask ourselves, am I the same person that God made me to be? What's the better question? What's going to help us to respond to this love that God gave us? And, you know, everybody can do something. Only half of the list, you know, feeding the hungry, giving to the thirsty, giving clothes. That's the first half. And then the other half is visiting the sick, visiting the prison, visiting or welcoming the stranger or meeting the stranger. So half of these things are giving of physical resources. The other half is just acknowledging humanity, being a neighbor, caring, showing, looking at one another, saying, I thought about you. Picking up the phone and calling someone that we know might be lonely. And I love that because it shows that God gave us all something to share with somebody else. And in a few weeks, when we hear the St. John Chrysostom sermon on Pascha, he says, you rich and you poor dance together. So have this beautiful interaction and celebration together. You look at one another like brothers and sisters, the way Christ called us brothers and sisters. Rich and poor dance together. We can give something to everybody. And the problem is not so much what the scale says, because the thief on the cross, Jesus, for he was pretty far along in sin, but Jesus forgave him. So God's love is not a love that we can imagine, and we can't make ourselves out to be the judges, but we know that he loves us and that we all have something to give. And we want to make sure that we don't grow calloused. As I said a few weeks ago, an increase in iniquity. Jesus told us about the increase in iniquity, how the love of many will grow cold because of that. But we can't lose patience with ourselves or others. We can't say, well, this rotten world, I give up. No, we don't want the love to grow cold. We want to have a response. We have to have a response to God's love. And one thing that John writes in his epistle is that love, in the love that has been perfected, and we participate in this, we have confidence on the day of judgment. Confidence on the day of judgment. And there's a saint, a recent saint, Saint Porphyrios, who wrote a letter when he knew that he was passing away. And it was a letter to his spiritual children. And one of the things he said was, I'm getting ready to depart for heaven, and I feel that God is going to ask me, what are you doing here? And he says, but I'm going to say, I know I don't deserve to be here. But whatever your love wills, It's all. And I thought, what a beautiful thing. This is the confidence that I think St. John was teaching about. That in order to be able to say that, you have to have, starting now, a relationship with God, to pray with God, and to ask Him, and to be thankful for this love that He gave us. Whatever your love wills is all right with me. That He was willing even to accept punishment from God because He loved Him that much. And so when it doesn't become a battle with God, we let down that fear. And John also says that perfect love casts out fear. And so while we always are works in progress, and while it always seems scary to hear this gospel reading, the hymns acknowledge how scary it is. We have some confidence that Christ forgives if we turn back to Him. The psalm says, "If you should mark iniquities, Lord, who shall stand? But with you there is forgiveness." So we know that next to God, nobody matches up. Nobody's God, right? Just God. None of us are ever going to. There are always going to be little red flags that God can notice. And maybe He'll help us notice and we can turn closer and closer to Him. But this love that St. Porphyrios talked about, just submit ourselves to His care. This is a way that we can show that we're not giving up on God's love, that we're not resentful of this judgment, but we're saying we need you in our life. And this gospel reading is part of a series of gospel readings that teach us to prepare. So the first gospel reading is talking about the virgins who need to have their lamps ready because we don't know when the bridegroom is coming. Okay, so prepare. The second one in this series right after that is the parable of the talents. So God gives us all something and we have to make something of it in our life. And He's going to come back and He's going to see what we did with it. And then, of course, there's this reading, which is we have to prepare by showing our thanks for God's love, for Christ who calls us brothers, even on His throne of glory He will, and share that love in whatever way we can, and not withhold it if it's in our power to give. And actually in Holy Week, we read all of those, all in one gospel reading. And just one more thing, that in Holy Week we also sing, "Behold, the bridegroom comes in the middle of the night." And it says, "Blessed is the one that He finds vigilant, and unworthy is the one He finds heedless." So, as I said before, we can always find some reason for us to be on the judge's left hand. But vigilant does not mean finished. He doesn't say, "Blessed is the servant who got everything right and finished it and can just rest on his laurels." Vigilant, meaning working, ing, still going, not just stopping. So may the judge find us working, loving, growing, repenting, and being thankful to Him for His love, for doing all of those things for us, feeding us, clothing us, giving us drink, visiting us, forgiving us. Let's always be thankful for that, and may He strengthen us and give us a good preparation.